Joe was the only member of the family to attend church services regularly and was baptized here at the age of 11.
Do you believe in God?
Yes. I do struggle with it. I couldn't pretend that I'm not doubt-ridden about a lot of things, and that would be one of them, but I would say yes.
Do you think there's a life beyond this of some kind?
Yes, I think I do.
Jo's religious belief and her thoughts about love, death and the afterlife were severely tested when her mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 1980.
I was 15 when she was diagnosed, but we now know that she was showing signs probably from when I was about 10 or 11. She would have odd losses of feeling in limbs, her balance actually was poor for a long time, and then it just got worse and worse, and she decided it was time to visit the doctor, but she wasn't expecting to hear anything. And then, you know, a year of tests and there we were. She had a very virulent form of the illness, and at that time there were no drug treatments at all. They said, well, you've got multiple sclerosis, see you.
The illness was to have a devastating impact on the two girls, particularly as they found their father difficult. One of the reasons Harry Potter is so full of idealized father figures, Hagrid, Dumbledore, and Sirius Black, is that Jo's relationship with her own father was far from ideal.
I was very frightened of my father for a very long time, but also tried... Well, it's a common combination, isn't it? I also tried desperately to get his approval and make him happy, I suppose. And then there came a point, quite shamingly late in life, where I couldn't do that anymore. And so I haven't had any contact with my father now for a few years.
The absence of any meaningful relationship with her father and the long, slow loss of her mother are two of the most important influences on Jo's writing. Anne Rowling died in 1990. She never knew about Harry Potter or the phenomenal success her daughter was about to enjoy.